Support comes from Sullivan 180, building healthy communities through people, places, and policy one degree at a time. More information at sullivan180.org. From The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties in Pennsylvania and New York along the Upper Delaware River. RiverReporter.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Radio Catskill brings you local news, culture, NPR, and more. And that's why we're asking for your support now. Help us end this fund drive. Give now at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.
Hello and welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the Freeform Show, where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. So tonight we'll largely be spotlighting a scene that started in the late 80s that is sometimes called post-rock, which isn't very descriptive, but references a style that didn't really have any connection to classic rock or to punk rock, though you could probably argue that the punk attitude was held over. It was an international scene, but had a bit of a spiritual home in Chicago. And it takes a lot of inspiration from krautrock, jazz, tropicalia, and a bunch of other styles that weren't being heavily played on the radio or on TV. And within that scene, I'll be focusing on one artist who was based in Chicago at the time, and who will be the main connection for this episode. But before all that, I'm going to play a bit of early 70s English folk rock, starting with the band Steel Ice Band and their song Female Drummer.
Thank you. fell in the street in a drunken heap. There's bright water all around me, and the cheap red wine in me drunken brain has left a burning flame in me belly. I don't need nobody helping me. I don't need nobody's arms around me. If I was a black beetle upside down, I could kick all night long and never turn around. But I'm flat on me back in the rainbow rain. Still I know in the morning I'll be on me feet again. Just can't get a grip of the ground. I'm upside down the right way round. I promise thee, my shameless lady, who laughs out loud in the sad patient night, always to be honestly thee. In me waking dreams or me drunken nights, I don't fear the yawning sunshine morning. I'm forward running back again. Fell in the street in a drunken heap. There's bright water all around me, and the cheap red wine in me drunken brain has left a burning flame in me belly. I don't need nobody helping me. I don't need no booger's arms around me. Today, bright Phoebus, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me. Today, bright Phoebus, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me. No more clouds, no more rain. On the clouds, she smiled again. Today, bright Phoebus, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me.
Thank you.
That was Whisper States with the track Ghosts Road. So I started tonight's show off with a bit of English folk rock, and first up was Steel Eye Span with the track Female Drummer off of their 1971 album called Pleased to See the King, and after that was a pair of songs from the 1972 album called Bright Phoebus by sister and brother Lal and Mike Watterson that features many musicians from the psychedelic folk scene that was happening in England at the time, including the guitarist Martin Carthy from Steel Eye Span. The first of those two tracks was called Red Wine and Promises and features Carthy on guitar and Norma Watterson, Lal and Mike's other sibling, on vocals. And incidentally, Martin Carthy and Norma Watterson got married shortly after that recording. And the second song was the title track, Bright Phoebus, which features a whole cast of players, including the drummer Dave Maddox from Fairport Convention. So after that, we took a leap to 2024 and heard Dave Maddox playing with Mary Timoney on the track No Thirds from her album Untame the Tiger. And then we heard Mary one more time with her song Valley of 1000 Perfumes off of her 2000 album called Mountains. And the multi-instrumentalist John McIntyre plays vibraphone on that track, and he will be the connector for the rest of the episode. He's the drummer for the Chicago band The Sea and Cake, and you heard their track Sporting Life next off of their 1997 album The Fawn. McIntyre is also a well-known producer and mixing engineer, and you heard his mixing work next on the 2024 track Ghosts Road by the project called Whisper States, which is a one-man band of sorts by the artist Chad Moulter. And you'll hear more from John McIntyre, both his production and performing work, often handling both roles at the same time, right after this short break.
We've heard from so many of your friends, neighbors, and fellow listeners during this pledge drive. Now we just need to hear from you. Do your part to support Radio Catskill. Make a contribution now to keep your community radio station serving your community. Go to WJFFradio.org, make a one-time contribution of any amount, or become a sound supporter at WJFFradio.org. Thanks.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. I'm featuring the artist John McIntyre for a lot of tonight's episode, and in the late 90s, he teamed up with the band Stereolab, producing and playing on a few of their records. So we'll start the back half of the show off with a couple of their songs, starting with Brackage.
Go away. So many things.
All right, that was Trans Am with Night Dreaming. And starting off this second set was Stereolab with a pair of tracks. First by them was Brackage from their 1997 album Dots and Loops. And second was People Do It All the Time off their 1999 album called Cobra and Phases Group Play Voltage in the Milky Night. And both of those tracks feature production from and playing by John McIntyre. And then it was Tortoise, likely John McIntyre's best known and longest running project, with Gigantes off of their 2009 album Beacons of Ancestorship. So McIntyre also produced a couple albums by the band Trans Am, and that track Night Dreaming that closed out the set is off of their 1997 album Surrender to the Night that McIntyre produced. And I have one more from Trans Am to close out the show. This will be the title track from their 1999 self-produced album called Future World. Okay, thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, I'm at connectthedotswjff@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
Oh, no. My name is Danielle Kurtzleben, and I am a White House correspondent at NPR. I've covered a lot of elections. I have talked to countless voters. Trump and his administration and his allies are flooding the zone very effectively right now. I really like to say things plainly. I just want to give it to them straight. Support journalism that holds the powerful to account. Donate to this station today, and thank you.
Make your donation now at wjffradio.org.
Radio Catskill supporters include the Sterling Business and Technology Park, located at Exit 17 on Interstate 84 in Northeast Pennsylvania, offering opportunities to locate or expand businesses on property zoned for manufacturing and other uses. More information at sterlingbusinesspark.com. And listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
This week on Science Friday, one of its medical consultants takes us inside the TV medical drama The Pit.
This place will break your heart, but it is also full of miracles, and that is a testament to all of you coming together and doing what we do best.
Plus, introducing Lokiceratops, the many-horned dinosaur, all on Science Friday from WNYC Studios. Fridays, 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Catskill.